AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warns Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government against invading Ukraine, saying the resulting geopolitical and economic impact will cripple that country.
It will have to make more concessions to China. It will face massive pressure on its economy and export controls that will erode its defense industrial base. And it will face a wave of condemnation from around the world.
Sullivan also tells U.S. citizens in Ukraine to leave within the next 2 days.
If you stay, you are assuming risk, with no guarantee that there will be any other opportunity to leave.
Several NATO allies, including Britain, Canada, Norway, and Denmark, also asked their citizens to leave Ukraine. Many analysts have believed any invasion was unlikely until after the Winter Olympics in China, which ends on the 20th. The tension led to drops in the market, the Dow dropping more than 500 points. A judge in Canada orders the 18-wheelers, pickups, and cars of protesters off the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. The so-called Freedom Convoy has disrupted trade between the two countries, leading to shutdowns and production cuts at car factories on both sides of the border. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I can't say too much more now as to exactly when or how this ends, because unfortunately we are concerned about violence. So we're taking every precaution to keep people safe. But the absolute safest way for this to end is for everyone to return to your communities now.
It's not immediately clear when or if law enforcement officers will be sent to remove the demonstrators who parked their vehicles bumper to bumper on the bridge. Police have warned those in the crowd that a state of emergency will go into effect at midnight. Ambassador Bridge is the busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing, carrying 25% of all trade between the two nations. This is AP News. Federal judge in Louisiana strikes down a Biden administration climate cost estimate.
A federal judge Friday blocked the Biden administration from restoring a climate cost estimate of carbon dioxide emissions that the Trump administration had reduced. The estimate would be used in creating new rules on polluting industries. U.S. District Judge James Kane of the Western District of Louisiana sided with Republican attorneys general from 10 states who argued the Biden administration's revival of the higher estimate was illegal and exceeded its authority. The higher estimate, first established in 2016, was used to justify the Clean Power Plan, President Barack Obama's signature effort to address climate change. But the Supreme Court blocked the Clean Power Plan before it ever took effect. I'm Mike Rossio.
A Ukrainian skeleton athlete flashed a small sign that read, "No war in Ukraine," to the cameras as he finished his run at the Beijing Olympics, a plea for peace at a time of rising tensions between his country and Russia. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.